From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations says an African country has carried out a scorched earth policy. The UN Human Rights Office says South Sudan's government has operated a scorched earth policy of killing civilians and destroying their villages as it fights the country's civil war. A new report released today says all parties in the conflict have committed serious and systemic violence against civilians, but says state actors bore the greatest responsibility during 2015 as opposition forces grew weaker. UN investigators found that government troops and armed youth militias swept through Unity State and razed villages to the ground in a deliberate policy aimed at starving the opposition and its alleged supporters. Meanwhile, Amnesty International says South Sudanese government forces deliberately suffocated at least 60 men and boys in a shipping container in Unity State in October.
Amnesty International says South Sudanese government forces took dozens of men and some boys to the grounds of the former Kamboni Catholic Church compound in Leertown and loaded them into a shipping container overnight. Witnesses told Amnesty that only one boy survived. Michelle Kagari is Amnesty's deputy regional director for Eastern Africa.
We have multiple witness accounts who could hear these people banging on the walls, shouting, screaming.
Witnesses told Amnesty that the containers lacked air holes or vents. The group says evidence indicates that government forces stationed outside the container decided to keep the detainees locked inside even after some had died. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
Amnesty International says war crimes have continued in South Sudan despite a peace deal signed in August of 2015. This is VOA News. Angolan President José Eduardo dos Santos, one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, said Friday he'll quit politics in 2018 following the end of his current term. Dos Santos, who has led Angola since 1979, has hinted at retiring before but always remained in office. A spokesman for the opposition UNITA Party said Friday that the party will believe dos Santos is stepping down when they see it. Former U.S. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson endorsed party frontrunner Donald Trump Friday. At a news conference in Florida, Carson, a retired neurosurgeon, said he had talked with Trump and found that there's a lot more alignment philosophically and spiritually than I ever thought there was.
Now, some people said, well, why would you get behind a man like Donald Trump? I'll tell you why. First of all, I've come to know Donald Trump over the last few years. He is actually a very intelligent man who cares deeply about America.
Trump described Carson as a special person and a friend. Both men said they had moved past their criticisms of each other during the campaign. Carson said, "We buried the hatchet. That was political stuff." Trump has now received endorsements of two former challengers. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie endorsed him last month. Carson's endorsement of Trump comes ahead of the Florida primary election on Tuesday. The state is one of the main prizes in the 2016 race. In Myanmar's lower house of parliament Friday, Tin Jaw, an unelected retired bureaucrat from the National League for Democracy Party, trounced the country's incumbent vice president, Sai Mokam, in first-round balloting to move a step closer to the presidency. The vote was 274-29 in that first-round balloting. It was the latest exercise in democracy as Aung San Suu Kyi's party prepares to take the reins of government from President Thein Sein in a ceremony on March 30th that will end decades of military dominance. The Nobel laureate led lawmakers in voting Friday for her hand-picked candidate. He is virtually assured of becoming president next week when both houses of parliament meet to choose the head of state and two vice presidents. Russian officials complained today that they have been frustrated in repeated efforts to get information about the mysterious death of Mikhail Lessin, a former aide to President Vladimir Putin whose battered body was found in a Washington hotel room 4 months ago. Senior Russian officials spoke out hours after authorities in the U.S. Capitol issued a brief statement explaining the Russian media magnate's death was caused by blunt force trauma. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.